Good morning and welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church. We are gathered here today in Christian hope and joy to remember the life of Carolyn Spener, our beloved sister in Christ, beloved mother, grandmother, great-grandmother, great-great-grandmother as well, and also a friend to many of us. And we gather today in joy and in hope, knowing that we in the Lord have nothing to be afraid of, and that we don't mourn as those who have no hope, because we know of the promises of God's grace and mercy and love that he gives to all of his children. He certainly had those promises for Carolyn as well. And so we are able to have joy even in the midst of our sorrow today. Everything that you'll need for the service is printed for you on this yellow-colored bulletin in front of you, except for the words to the first and last hymn. And those will be printed for you in the burgundy-colored hymnal in the pew in front of you. Our opening hymn today is hymn number 727, On Eagle's Wings. You can remain standing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In holy baptism, Carolyn was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all her sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." We now continue by reciting the words of Psalm 23 together. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness shown to Carolyn and to all your servants who, having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated for the reading of God's Word. Our first reading today is from the Revelation of St. John, from chapters 14 and 21, beginning with chapter 14, verse 13. And I heard a voice from heaven saying, "Write this, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Blessed indeed, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, for their deeds follow them. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away.' And he who was seated on the throne said, 'Behold, I am making all things new.' Also he said, 'Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true.' And he said to me, 'It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end.' This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God." Our second reading today is from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 6, beginning with verse 5. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please stand. Alleluia, alleluia. Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead. To him be glory and power forever. Alleluia. Our holy gospel reading is from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 14, beginning with verse 1. Jesus said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Having heard the word of God, we now join together in speaking the words of our Christian faith, the same faith that Carolyn shared with all of us. Today we'll use the words of the Apostles' Creed, and if you need the words, they are printed for you on the back flap of your hymnal. We confess together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. Our next hymn is a song called Thy Word, and it is not found in your hymnal, but the words are printed for you there in the bulletin. To the family and friends of Carolyn Spener, to those who are gathered here today to celebrate her life of faith, as well as to mourn its earthly end, and especially to you, Alan, Wade, Craig, and Keith, Carolyn's beloved boys, grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our dear sister in Christ, Carolyn, was very much a small town, southern Illinois, simple woman through and through. She was born 81 and a half years ago in 1938 in New Minden. She was baptized, confirmed, and married all right there at St. John Lutheran Church. She kind of gravitated over toward this way to Hoyleton for a while, raising her family, worshiping here at Trinity. Toward the end of her life, she kind of went back to her roots, kind of went back toward New Minden. So you've got New Minden, you've got Hoyleton. Not exactly booming metropolises by any stretch of the imagination. Carolyn was used to small town living. And make no mistake, she was really content with all of that. She lived her life as a farmer's wife, pouring her time and attention into her family, into her marriage. She was never really one to wear a lot of makeup or jewelry. She didn't really go after the finer things in life. She was content to be home, to do things like ride around on the gator, look to see if there's any critters out there. Maybe she would be sipping her favorite Dr. Pepper. And even then, she wouldn't get fancy with it. She wouldn't even have ice or wouldn't be cold. She would drink it warm. That's how simple she was. And she just really seemed to embrace the simplicity of her life. She was never named Time Magazine's Person of the Year. She never received a Nobel Prize. She never achieved celebrity status. Unfortunately, in this great big world that we live in, most people have no idea who Carolyn Spener was. But all who had an opportunity to interact with her over those years, over those 81 and a half years, they knew just how powerful, just how impactful her simple life really was. Because Carolyn proved that the things that the rest of the world tends to value, you know, money and popularity and outward appearance and all of those things, she proved that none of those things ultimately really matter in the end. She didn't waste her time trying to impress anybody. She was a straight shooter. She told it like it was. And you know, honestly, that's just really refreshing in a year like 2019, where it seems like nowadays more and more people don't think that way. They don't act that way. They don't talk that way. So, in the spirit of that southern Illinois small town honesty, here we are. We're gathered here at a funeral. And in a sense, that's what we're doing too. We're telling it like it is today. I mean, there's no secret as to why this casket is up here. And there's no sugarcoating the reality that in this imperfect world, death comes even to the strongest of the strong among us. And so we mourn, and that's okay. And even though as Christians we know and we believe that Carolyn, even right now, is celebrating in heaven, she's experiencing the amazing, wonderful fulfillments of the promises God has made to her. She is worshiping Jesus in all of his splendor. And yet, we sort of wish that she was still here, that she was still with us. It's kind of what death does to all of us, to everybody who gets left behind here on earth. It can just remind us that our earthly lives are relatively short, that time slips away a whole lot faster than we want it to, and that ultimately, from a worldly perspective, all good things on earth eventually come to an end. A few moments ago, I was reading from that first reading from Revelation, from chapter 21. I chose this reading today because I think this is an extremely comforting passage to focus on. Whenever you feel sad, that something or someone that you love is no longer going to be with you. Whenever we mourn the loss of a blessing that we have in our lives, we can turn to a passage just like this one. We can be reminded of what God promises us, like what he says here in verse 5. He says, "Behold, I am making all things new." Now that is so simple, and yet it's so profound, that God is making all things new. That, in other words, God is in the resurrection and restoration business. That God takes people like Carolyn, people who no longer have the breath of life in their lungs, and he makes them new. Someday in the future, when our Lord Jesus Christ returns to this earth just as he has promised to do, God is going to do the same exact thing with all of us. He's going to raise us up on the last day. He's going to restore us. Not only you and me and Carolyn, but he's going to restore this whole world too. Which means that no matter how hard it is to be separated from our loved ones who have gone before us into heaven, we can be assured beyond the shadow of a doubt that death is not the final answer. That life doesn't end just because your heart stops beating. But God is making all things new. I never really had an opportunity to meet Carolyn personally. And I'm really thankful for some of the stories that you guys have shared with me over the last couple of days. And I've gotten the impression, just from hearing you guys talk about her, that she also, in her life, liked to make all things new. And this is just a really simple example, but you know, one of her favorite hobbies was to sew. And she liked to crochet, and she liked to embroider, and she made all kinds of clothes for her grandkids. She made Hofbräufest dresses and prom dresses, and she even made those little outfits for the Cabbage Patch dolls, you know, that were popular years ago. I mean, she liked to do that, to make all things new, even with her own hands, even with her own hobby. And maybe a more recent example of that, too, would be some of the work that she did with the New Minden Historical Society. You know, after the tornado came through and there was all that destruction, there was a lot of restoration that needed to happen, right? And so she wanted to contribute to that. She wanted to help take an awful situation and make things new. And so she did a lot of research and she really helped out with that project. Probably the greatest example of all would be the way that she worked to make all things new in the lives of children. Carolyn loved kids. She especially had a heart for kids that were in very difficult situations. And she would provide daycare. She would round up kids from the community and take them like to vacation Bible school. But of course, she was also a foster mom. So this is what she felt that she was called to do, that she wanted to provide a stable, loving, welcoming environment for kids that really needed something new in their lives. She would often look down and say, "I wonder how many little feet have gone across this kitchen floor." Probably way too many to count. Now, fostering troubled kids is tough work, and not everybody is cut out for it. And certainly there were difficult days, and there were difficult situations that she had to deal with. And only the Lord knows how the kindness Carolyn showed to these kids ended up creating positive effects years down the road, making things new for them their whole lives long. It's a wonderful, wonderful blessing. I know that toward the end of her life, Carolyn struggled with Alzheimer's and she was dealing with forgetfulness. It was hard for her to remember things, and yet the Lord never stopped making all things new for her, even until the day that he called her home into heaven. Carolyn never forgot her faith in her Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. She never forgot the hope that she had in him. She was regularly hearing those comforting words of the gospel. She was regularly receiving the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in Holy Communion. God, who makes all things new, was doing that for her. He was working through her illness to make that gospel message new for her over and over and over again. And every time she heard it, it was like hearing it for the very first time. It's a wonderful blessing to hear that gospel message over and over again. My friends, our Lord is here this morning, and he's doing the same thing for all of us gathered here today. He's doing the same thing for you too. He's making all things new for you. And you might not have any sort of mental sickness that makes you forgetful, but each one of us does have a spiritual sickness, and it's called sin. And sin does try to make us forgetful from time to time about all of the hope that we have in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, especially on a day like today. Especially when you're attending the funeral of a loved one, it can be tempting to focus just on the things that you've lost. It can be tempting to focus just on the old happy memories and simultaneously feel hurt and sad because Carolyn's no longer by our side here on earth anymore. But again, what do we read right here in this passage from Revelation? We read that God has solved this problem for us. In verse 4, it says, God will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. In our epistle reading from Romans chapter 6, Paul tells us that when a person dies, they are set free from sin. So that's what it really means when we hear that the former things have passed away. Sin and death and all of its negative consequences are gone for Carolyn. The weakness, the forgetfulness, all of it, it's gone. And instead, God is making all things new for her once again. What he began at her baptism, he is now fulfilling for her in heaven. And what a blessing it is to know that the same God promises the same things to us too. To know that for all of us who share that same hope and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, we will see the new things that God is making. The new heavens, the new earth, where we will all dwell together forever. May God grant it for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Please stand. Let us pray to the Lord, our God and Father, who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace. Lord, in your mercy, grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy, grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption to be seated with him at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy, give to the family of Carolyn Spener and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy, give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church, they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope, and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy, help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy, receive our thanks for Carolyn and for all the blessings you bestowed on her in this earthly life. Bring us at last to our heavenly home, that with her we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy. O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give to you his peace. Amen. Let us go forth in peace. In the name of the Lord. Amen. Our closing hymn today is How Great Thou Art, number 801. You may be seated.